Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine week before Christmas?
Yes, indeed, I'm doing fine. I'm keeping up with it. Although I must tell you, we have had more business than ever in this last run up to Christmas.
You're breaking records, are you?
Well, yeah, that part definitely. But what's amazing is just how people are buying presents for their loved ones. We have sold a lot of the gadgety type of things. We don't do really gadgets, but it's these water structuring devices, things that help you prevent the environmental stress from the electromagnetic pollution, and things that help you just live a fun life. So we sold pendants and we sold coasters and that sort of stuff.
Excellent, excellent. So we've talked in previous podcast episodes about how in January and February people get sick, get the flu and everything else, and how a lot of that is because of things that occur over the last week and the next couple weeks leading up to New Year's. And just wanted maybe to get you to kind of give us a refresher or a quick review of why we get the flu and colds and that sort of thing before we get into what can you do this festive season to make sure when you come out the other end of it that you're vibrantly healthy as opposed to worn out.
Yeah, you used the key phrase, coming out the other end,
Yeah, we want to come out the other end in good shape.
That's exactly the sort of thing what happens is when you overwhelm your body with too much acidity, it tries to get rid of it any which way it can. And that's actually what flu is all about. Your body's too acidic, and it's trying to shake off, the same way as dog would try to shake off some mud off of his fur. The body is just simply trying to shake off too much acidity through every which way it knows how to do, which is
right
to sweat it through the skin and to push it through. Well, you probably, if you're not sweating, you're getting boils, you're getting acne, and
zits,
you're getting
acne, yep.
Zits and all of that happening. And, of course, diarrhea is another possible way of doing it, just, cleanse the thing, just let it rip. Or getting rhinitis, your nose starts running. If you have too much mucus in your body, it needs to get out somehow. So it just starts pushing up through the sinuses. And coughing, that's too much mucus and phlegm in the lungs. So you're hacking it out, bringing it up to get rid of it that way. And those are all signs of the body cellular terrain going too acidic, unable to resist the invaders that are present all the time anyway.
So our body naturally should be more alkaline than it is?
Well, that the pH of the blood is 7.35, give or take a little bit either way, but not much. So, if you check the pH of the lymph of a baby, it's going to be 7.35, totally non-toxic. As soon as you start feeding it solid foods, if they're cooked, they start producing acidic leftovers. And sure enough, as time goes on, the acidity, or the pH, I should say, of the lymphatic fluid starts going towards the acidic. And if you're, it's the sign of your body being able to balance the acidity and alkalinity. And if there's too much acidity coming in, it just gets overrun. Your capacity to get rid of it is not able to keep up with what's coming in.
And so when we go and we have, huge turkey dinners and we're drinking probably more alcohol or Coke or Pepsi and 7-Up and staying out late at night and getting up early in the morning and worrying that our loved ones are going to like our presence and all the rest of it, we're pretty well guaranteed to raise the acidic level in our bodies. Is that what I hear you saying?
Exactly. You just hit the highlights. Refined foods, sugar being the worst of it, cooked proteins, meats, cooked breads, you know, breads, pastas, potatoes, that all is acidic. So, yeah, that all contributes.
So what would be your recommendation if someone wanted to start off the new year in a vibrant, healthy way as opposed to kind of dragging themselves through the end of the New Year's party?
There are two things, right? One is if you're already in a hole, please stop digging. If you're already sick, don't make it worse. You need to try and find a balance between your body's ability to alkalize itself and what you're feeding it. So, you know, an alkalizing bath is a wonderful thing. We have these Miracle 2 products where you take this non-toxic soap, put it in your bath, and then you put this alkalizing product called Neutralizer. They should have named it Alkalizer. The Neutralizer is a mineral. It's a liquid bath salt, really. And when you add it to the water, it's through osmotic pressure is pulling the acidity out. And of course, you can also use it as a drink supplement to push it in through orally. Because your body needs a lot more minerals than what it's getting anyway. So, you know, the Neutralizer, I wish they named it Alkalizer, really.
Right.
I would love for it to be understood. You know, people keep thinking about supplementation and pushing stuff through the mouth, you know, just they push acidity by eating too much acidic, and then they want to push alkalinity by giving themselves an Alka-Seltzer and something like that.
Exactly. Well, that's the way I think about it, Martin. I'm always thinking, okay, if I'm eating chocolate or I'm eating stuff that, you know, cooked this or cooked that or cakes or whatever, then I need to stick something in to neutralize it, right?
Or
alkalize it. And I'm always fascinated when we keep talking about, you know, having baths and, you know,
right.
a neutralizing bath or an alkalizing bath. That sounds like a pretty cool way to look after your health. It's like,
exactly.
How hard is that, right?
Yeah, not hard at all. And yeah.
so eat a turkey, go have a bath.
Well, have a bath with some Miracle 2 soap and plenty of the Neutralizer.
Right.
I mean, you can do that with other salts. You know, you can use a pound of baking soda and some Epsom salts or the magnesium salts that we sell or what else? Dead sea salts are pretty rich in magnesium, so they would be pretty good for that as well.
So when we talk about magnesium, that's a highly alkalizing substance, or that's one of the things that it does?
Yeah. Well, magnesium is really important for relaxing things. You know, for every heartbeat, there's a calcium ion involved in contracting the heart muscle and magnesium ion involved in relaxing it.
Okay.
The challenge isn't enough magnesium or enough calcium. I got twisted around. What I'm saying is that there's no lack of calcium in our diets.
Right.
People have, milk to begin with is rich in calcium. The problem with it, of course, is that it's not balanced. It's mostly calcium and not enough magnesium, so it just pushes you over into the calcium-heavy, tense, squished, and easy to upset kind of personality. You know, the classic calcium-magnesium imbalance, road rage,
mm-hmm.
you know, or... You know, the restless leg syndrome that you see advertising for on television now? That's a magnesium deficiency.
Hmm.
I mean, it's that simple. All you have to do is take a magnesium bath, and it's gone.
Right, and you can't. A magnesium supplement is pretty useless because it's so poorly absorbed through the digestive system.
Well, yes, but the bigger challenge is that you need much, much more of it than what your gut will tolerate, because magnesium is a laxative. You know, Epsom salts will loosen anybody's bowel very quickly. So if you start supplementing too much magnesium orally, you know, 2,000 milligrams, and you have a diarrhea.
Oh, I see.
So
so it's really even a problem of just getting it into the body orally.
Yes.
Right.
So the only way to get plenty of it in is through the skin. So that's why the bath is such a useful thing to do. Yeah. I guess the only way you wanted me to put out some kind of a plan. How do I make it through the Christmas? Well,
that's right. That's exactly right, because there's tons of parties going on, and we're, you know, indulging ourselves and celebrating and everything else, and yet we know that, you know, flu season starts in January and February because we've worn ourselves down by staying up later than we normally do, going out more than we normally do, eating more than we normally do, drinking more than we normally do, and it's really interesting because one of the impacts on my life from doing this podcast with you is, you know, I'm preparing to go visit my folks, and they live about 50 miles away from across the Strait of Juan de Fuca, and I'm going to be having smaller portions, and I'm going to make sure that I'm, not that I drink a lot anyway, but I'm going to drink a little bit less and a lot more water, and
you're going to treat yourself to health.
That's right. I'm going to treat myself to health.
I have this wonderful memory of the first year we decided to go vegetarian. And the Christmas came up, and what are we going to do? We used to have a turkey, right? So my wife came up with this great idea. She says, well, we're going to take a spaghetti squash, and we're going to slice it open, and we're going to scoop out the stuff in the middle, and we're going to fill it with stuffing. Bread stuffing, like you would stuff a turkey, and we roasted the whole beast in the oven, and it actually came out really good, tasty. So we had a salad and a roasted spaghetti squash stuffed. it was good.
Neat. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
You bet. I need to inspire other budding vegetarians to say that it's possible to have a Christmas dinner without a turkey.
Right.
And the turkeys will appreciate it.
I'm sure they will. Well, my sister's a vegetarian, so we often have salmon. She's not a...
Okay, salmon is a pretty common vegetable, I know.
Yeah, that's right. So I was going to say, we have a salmon instead of a turkey, right? So,
yeah.
But she felt living on the West Coast with all the fish, they just couldn't be as strict as they normally want it to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, you know, it's not that you do or don't eat meat, it's how you prepare it. You know, you need to eat it less cooked, more raw, which of course is a challenge, especially with poultry, because there's such a threat of bad bacteria on it. You know,
that's right.
When you butcher a chicken, it's very, very easy for it to get salmonella on the meat. So you don't want to eat it raw, because that would give you a very, very nasty case of intestinal problems.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So it's a much lesser problem with fish.
So we've talked a little bit about kind of what the problem everyone has and some of the solutions, which are using, for example, the neutralizer in a bath to help the skin. Basically, I guess what happens is the skin absorbs the magnesium, everything that's alkaline, into the body fairly efficiently, I would assume, right?
Well, it's based on the osmotic principle. You know, osmosis as such is a process where if you have a higher concentration of ions on one side of a membrane than on the other, they will balance. And in this case, the membrane is the skin. And so if you have it alkaline on the outside and acidic on the inside, it will naturally want to balance. So some ions from the outside will come in, and some ions from the inside will go out. And so acidity leaves and alkalinity enters. So you're helping to to put it back into a more neutral, what shall I call it, pH balance.
Right. Cool. So what are some of the other things people could do as they're preparing? You know, it's kind of, it's funny, it's like you're going to go out and party but not have the impact or the effect of the party, and is sort of what I'm asking. I'm just trying to get a bunch of different ideas for what
people can I'm imagining that our listeners are not really party animals. You know, I just find it hard to think that anybody who's listening to these is going to drink to oblivion.
Success, right, right.
Although, you know, well, alcohol is a sugar, and it metabolizes the same way as sugar, same way as cupcakes, and same way as I don't know what, any other refined sugar. So, of course, that's the same as Coke or Pepsi or RC, just to leave nobody out.
Right.
you know, any of the sodas, with nine teaspoons of sugar per serving is just, you know, stay away from it, please.
So we're really talking about just having some discipline.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to love yourself more than you love the sugar, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, really, because it's so addictive. I mean, sugar is just such a difficult thing to break. It just really, yeah, especially for some people, you know, if your body likes sugar, it's just about impossible to break a sugar addiction. It's worse than cocaine, I'm sure. Although I've never tried to break from cocaine. I've tried to break from sugar, and I can't. You know.
Well, I was just thinking, some friends of mine had me over for a little Christmas do that they do every year, and she put out some shortbread, and she put out some really nice chocolate. I don't know what it was. So I had a shortbread, and I had the chocolate. I don't know what it was. And I went back and had some more, and I went back and had some more. I'm just watching myself go back and back and back, and it was just like, who is this guy, right? I mean, he's just totally out of control, right?
Yeah, totally.
But it was like so good, right?
Yeah.
And I would only go, and I'd only take like one, right?
Yeah.
But I went back 10 times, as opposed, which I think is better than taking 10 and only going once, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Because I get the exercise of walking 3 feet back and forth.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it was just like I had it, and then it was just like, And of course, you're in that environment that is all about, you know, and kind of indulging, if I can put it that way, right?
Yeah, it is exactly like that. But, you know, you're feeding the sugar high, right? You just keep on feeding it. Eventually you stop feeding it and you crash. You know, hopefully by the time you've crashed, you've already made it home. Otherwise, you'd be falling asleep driving.
Right. Yeah.
And that's another crazy thing. People make just really stupid decisions when they're on a sugar high. You know, they're overly aggressive, and then when they crash, they're just inattentive and they're unable to stay awake. You know.
Yeah, not paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah. So I guess it's a scary place to be out there on the roads.
Yeah.
With all these sugar addicts driving.
Well, then you keep hearing about all the accidents, right?
Yeah, okay. So listen, folks, stay home and eat your vegetables.
Or if you can't stay home and you have to go out, order extra vegetables or take extra vegetables and cut down on the other stuff.
Of course, I'm just saying it as a tongue-in-cheek, because it's such an impossibility. We, of course, want to visit with our loved ones and do all what we want to do.
That's right. But I think that you've given me an idea of what some of my Christmas presents are going to be for my loved ones.
Oh, good.
I'm going to give them some magnesium and say, have a bath.
Yes. Yeah, and actually, you know, I can now make the announcement public. We're now rolling out this new brand of magnesium supplements. We're introducing the Transderma Minerals, which... we found this manufacturer that's using USP, which means pharmaceutical grade minerals, absolutely guaranteed clean, to manufacture these things. And it's actually cheaper than the stuff that we were getting with a lesser grade.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm quite excited about it.
The quality is going up.
Quality is going up.
Price is going down.
Price is going down by half.
Holy smokes.
I mean, it's insane. I was quite upset, actually, when I found out, because I don't know how people are going to feel about it, thinking that we have been gouging them all these years. Well, we haven't, but we have now found a much cheaper source. But yeah, it's a shocking thing. Normally you would say, well, if it's cheaper, it has to be lesser quality. But in fact, it's not. It's better quality. The big difference is that we're now going way up in volume, so we're able to actually buy it at a greater discount because of the volume.
Wow. That's great. So that's the Transderma brands.
Mm-hmm. Transderma Minerals. We're just rolling it out. I'm just working on the info pages. It's already in the shopping cart, it's ready to go.
Excellent. That's really exciting. Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time to deal with the effects of Christmas. Yes. So it's now called Magnesium Crystals and Magnesium Oil. And get it by the gallon.
So if someone was... first of all, if you wanted to get it, you would go to www.life-enthusiast.com. But once you're there, where would you go?
Well, you click on the... in the shopping cart, you click on the drop-down list that says manufacturers, and you select Transderma Minerals.
Cool. And then you're right there.
You're right there. You have a list of about 30 different products. Well, it's essentially all of the same products that we have been selling under the Twilight America brand. We now are able to get them in this Transderma mineral. It's our in-house brand. It's unique to us. And it's greatest quality product. The process is still the same, charging in the star chamber, charging as Jim Carter was doing. And
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with it, because I'm expecting great things from it. You know, we'll be able to get it into so many more people's hands because it's so much more affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's you know, the cost is like 50 cents per bath now.
Right. And what a huge difference that's going to make, eh?
Yeah.
You're on a one-man crusade to stop road rage and alkalize the body.
Scott, you got me. You have me pegged perfectly. I'm the road rage eliminator.
Road rage terminator. I like it.
Okay, folks.
All right. Well, I think we should end on that high note, Martin. I can just see now that everyone's going to get these magnesium crystals, and then when someone cuts them off, they're going to throw them at the other car, right?
No. Here's
that's
what
not
I want.
The purpose.
No. I want these to be presents for everybody who ever got red-faced, mad, yelling at you because they need it bad.
You know, it's funny you say that, and I know that we were just about to wind up and we're probably going to go for a little bit longer, but I was talking to a friend of mine, and she flew down to Nashville and visited a friend of hers, and another friend of theirs flew up from, I think it was Australia, and they had 3 or 4 or 5 days together, and then on like the last day or the second last day, one of them, not my friend, but one of her friends, just blew up and yelled and screamed at her for 45 minutes. That's a big blow up, eh?
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I not that I want to, you know, defend this person for blowing up at all, but if I could have thought of a good excuse for her doing it, I would at least have, you know, tried to understand what happened. But she says, it's not like she did anything, you know, she kept putting the toilet seat down like you're supposed to, and, you know, I mean, it wasn't like she was picking at her or criticizing her or smashed her car or insulted her or did, I mean,
yeah,
she just,
yeah, you know,
it just came
no,
right out of the blue.
Yeah, to a person who's in a significant mineral imbalance, the trigger is just nothing.
Nothing.
You know,
that's what,
like,
she said.
I mean,
she said,
you know,
I can't think of any reason why she did that to me.
Yeah, all you have to do is just the towel is folded left side in instead of right side in. That'll do it.
So for those of us that always wonder why someone flips off or flips out with, and there's no reason for them to flip out that we can tell,
yeah.
we have the answer, right? It's yeah. not a mental thing. It's a
They've been drinking
body
too
thing.
Much coffee. They got themselves too acidic. They have too much calcium and not enough magnesium raging through their blood. Kurt mm-hmm. Vonnegut would say, you know, there was bad chemicals running in his blood.
Neat. All right. I'm
too
leave
bad.
That.
I guess the Kurt Vonnegut reference doesn't really strike high score with you, does it?
I really enjoy his writing, and I'm sorry that he's passed on and not writing.
Yeah,
anymore.
Indeed, sad. But what the heck? He left us a wonderful legacy.
He sure did. So, speaking of leaving, I think this is a good time for us to say goodbye to everybody who's been enjoying this podcast episode with us. We really appreciate it. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. And Martin, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and ask you a few questions about magnesium or anything else having to do with our health, what number should they call?
Call the 800 number, 1-866-543-3388. By the way, that actually spells LIFEETT.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. We look forward to having you with us again very, very soon. Any last words, Martin?
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bye-bye.